Well, the key question is why he changed his mind on the issue of whether going to war would be legal. Because what we learned yesterday was that in January 2003, he sent a draft copy of his legal advice to Downing Street. And at that stage, he was saying it's going to be illegal to go to war unless you have a second resolution. By March the 7th, he had written, he had sort of got off one side of the fence and was sitting slap bang on the middle of the fence and was saying you could probably go to war. It would, you could probably make a reasonable case for war without a second resolution, but it would be a bit iffy. Within 10 days, he was saying it's all fine and dandy, no need to worry about that second resolution. So within a two-month period, he has performed a complete U-turn on the issue of the legality of the war, and we haven't had a particularly convincing explanation as to why he's done that.
What have we learned so far from the Chilcot inquiry about the government's attitude towards the legality of invading Iraq?
Well, there's been the legality has been a key issue for people who feel strongly about the war, but until yesterday it had only come up in a very roundabout way. The inquiry had quite deliberately decided not to address this till their hearings towards the end of January. What we learnt yesterday, we got a ton of documents, about sort of 80 pages of memos and internal papers, mostly from the Foreign Office lawyers. And this, it had already been a matter of public knowledge that there were lawyers in the government, as well as the very many lawyers outside the government who thought the war was illegal. What this did, I think, was clarify for us quite how much opposition there was amongst the civil servants to the war. And it also clarified, we learned a lot about Jack Straw's approach to this, which was, I kind of believe in international law, but it's all a bit vague, isn't it? Why should I necessarily take what you're saying? Because lawyers sort of often disagree.
And Elizabeth Wilmhurst, who resigned over the war, thought it was wrong that Goldsmith wasn't asked for his view until very, very late in the day.
Yeah, she made a point which has, I think, been made by other witnesses. She felt he should have been asked to give a view much earlier in the process, so that the legal advice could inform policy before it got to the stage where she pretty much said she felt it was too late for him to do anything other than say yes.